Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you back to Astro Mind 2012. Give a warm welcome for Adrian. Are you there?
Yes, Lord, we're here.
And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, tonight I'd like to talk a little bit about the Ascended Masters and the message that we have from one of the Ascended Masters. And what Ascended Master did you want to read about tonight, Roy? Or did you want to go to Zeus?
Let's go ahead and, you know, get a message from Zeus, you know, for 2012. What message does he have?
Well, Zeus helps in different ways, and it says in this book called the Encyclopedia of Angels, Spirit Guides, and Ascended Masters. And Zeus was the, as you know, Zeus was the ruler of the Mountain Olympus. He was the king of the gods. And this talks about how he can help us in our troubled times. It says he maintains the moral high balance of the road of the human race. He finds just any solution or disagreements in your life. He prevails in legal issues. He helps to recover lost money. He enhances honesty and support from others and government officials. Zeus is the regular ruler of Mount Olympus. If you ask for his help in legal matters, be certain you are on the right side of the law. Zeus is the defender of justice. A light navy blue candle explains your placement. Ask Zeus to exert your power in the influence of your life. If the weather has been too stormy, ask Zeus to quiet the elements. Zeus is the supreme ruler of Mount Olympus. He was the ascended master of the spiritual leaders of humans, as well as the leader of the gods. He upholds the law and sets standards for morals and justice. Zeus organizes the weather god who controls thunder and lightning. He is often pictured holding a lightning bolt. Zeus was the protector of the Greek god and back in Greece and become the destroyer. Then he became the lawgiver of the chief of the judge and consumed peace. Zeus replaced violence with peace and became the champion of political freedom. His other duties include protecting and supplying, summoning people in various problems and giving prophecies. Zeus helps to maintain balance and harmony in civilization life. He was considered as the father of the gods. He was a beloved father. He cared a great deal of humans and takes their role in guardians of justice and quickly and swift. He is a wonderful attribute, and he will help to harmonize your situation to the even most defective situation. Zeus was also awakened from your delusions and about situations with lightning bolts. If he fell, when you call on him, expect the unexpected.
Well, that's amazing. And what are your feelings about the Ascended Masters, Adrian?
Well, my feelings on it is I think that they are a great archetype for anyone who wants to learn more about sacred contracts. And in those contracts, I think people should learn more about what contracts that they made with not just archetypes, but also with the gods, too.
That is so true. And have you used any of these archetypes in helping you to, you know, get past some blockages or anything that you're trying to manifest?
Well, the gods play a big part in our lives, and I think it's all because we're all part of that oneness. And I think that when you start to learn how to use archetypes, you can learn to use the gods as well. as an archetype. And if you can't think of an archetype, you can always call upon our Heavenly Father, which is Jesus Christ, or the Ascended Masters to assist us in our lives. And usually people do it by the power of prayer. Some people do it in meditation. It's just whatever it is that, whatever your belief system is on how you can co-create and manifest your own realities and to asking for assistance in a higher power. And I think for me, it's helped me a lot because I've been able to connect with a lot of these ascended masters through meditation and hypnosis and psychic links. So I think it's helped us a lot. You know, we've seen a lot of solutions and problems, many different kinds of problems.
And that's interesting because, you know, we've met people who have a strong connection with these ascended masters, you know, going all the way back to the time of Atlantis, you know, back to Lemuria, and the connection that these people had, you know, with, you know, the ascended masters. Take, for instance, Poseidon, you know, Zeus. You know, to me, it's amazing, you know, that, you know, we have met these people and the strong connection that they have. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, it's very amazing how effective these thoughts can be on helping us in our daily problems, even the tools that we receive can also help us in our daily problems. And I think they were given us from these ascended masters to actually help us through our trials and our tribulations that we go through as humans. You know, whether that be financial problems, whether that be health problems, in any kind of problem, I think that's why these masters are there, just to assist us.
And that's so interesting. Right now we have a couple of callers. Why don't we ask them to join us on the air, and we could go, you know, see if we could get these ascended masters to help them whatever they might be experiencing.
Okay.
Let's go ahead with the first caller from the 814 area. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Roy.
And what's your name, please, and where are you from?
Shannon in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. And we welcome you to our show tonight. And my name is Roy, and you're talking to Roy and Adrian. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. I have a question about my relationship with Michael.
Okay, Adrian, what are you getting?
Well, now, is this somebody that you knew for a while, Shannon?
Yes. I've been with him for a year.
Okay. And the last time we spoke to you, you were saying that you were having some legal issues. Did you get that all cleared up? And
I don't know. I'm appealed right now.
Okay.
I'm hoping that it is completely cleared up.
Okay, that's good. Well, I do see somebody coming back into your life. You got the Three of Cups. It is saying that right now things from your past are coming up. Things, you know, like memories and stuff like that, they're all coming up. And
yeah.
It's kind of up to you whether you want to bring that information forward, you know, in your current situation, or if you want to heal from your situation and just see where it goes, you know, to kind of play it by ear and see where it goes. That's kind of what I get from that card.
Well, I'd like to know if, you know, he's going to come to Pennsylvania or where the relationship is going. We have a huge battle today.
Okay. Roy, what are you picking up?
Shannon, are you going through some financial difficulties right now?
I am, yes. It's a little bit better because I'm working like serious long hours.
Okay. Because the card that I pulled says that, you know, this is, it's been creating a lot of stress on you, you know, what you've been experiencing.
Yes, it has.
A lot of it is, have you set a goal? You know, are you goal setting right now?
Yes, I have.
And what are you doing?
Well, I set a goal to pay things off with working my tail off so I could move out of the state of Pennsylvania and move forward with my life and my career.
Are you living with other people right now?
No, I'm living by myself and my children.
Okay. So you're on your own.
Yep.
And what are your, you know, plans for the future? And that's what I'm getting more than any.
My plans for the future is to be a park ranger and to have my own metaphysical shop,
mm-hmm.
And to be out west. Actually, my plans were, my sharp plans were to have Michael in Pennsylvania by the end of June.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Adrian, what else are you picking up?
Well, I think that once you're in a goal and on a soul level, I think it helps to manifest things quicker. It's just like with me, when I first started my job, I noticed I've been getting more and more readings, plus I've been getting more and more, I've been meeting more friends. And it seems like more people want to talk to me than they did when they did about a year ago or 6 months ago. I think when you get that energy moving and you're not stationary and you're in a goal, then that really makes a big difference. And I think that's where you were kind of stuck at that time. You know, things were really crazy for you, because you were going through legal battles and everything like that. But now that you're in a goal and you focus on that goal and you accomplish it, then everything else will just fall into place.
Okay, well, with this acquittal up in the air, you know, I'm just trying to do what I can do right now.
Mm-hmm.
But today, Michael was supposed to solidify plans on being here in Pennsylvania, and today is the day that we got into this huge argument.
Mm-hmm. Another message that I'm getting is that you need to allow the law of attraction to bring in, you know, the things that you want to get accomplished or the things that you want to, you know, these goals that you want to, you know, bring a lot closer. Right now, there's almost like there's a barrier there for you. that's preventing that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
there is.
So you need to, you know, a good message would be to make a strong connection with one of the Ascended Masters, you know, to allow them to help you into whatever, you know, you're going through right now.
Well, do you see Michael and I being together at all, or is that just a faded dream? I mean, I don't want to
I don't see that happening right away. And the reason I don't see that happening is, I mean, what, you have to get into that vibration of which, you know, manifesting, you know, through the, you know, law of attraction and attracting, you know, him, you know, to you. If there's some barriers there, then that means that you're not in that vibration right now. So you have to start doing some more meditating, you know, with the Ascended Masters so that they can help you get to that level.
Okay.
And Adrian, what are you getting?
Well, I think if she worked with the romance angels, they'd help her too.
Yeah.
Besides working with them, I guess I want to know where Michael is at this point.
Well, I think your goal is, like you say, is getting your shop going and trying to figure out next what you're going to do, you know, to help people. That's my feeling on it. And then, like I say, once you're in a goal, then everything will just fall into place for you.
You know, what I'm getting too, Shannon, is I'm getting, you know, that this has created a lot of stress on you, and it's even caused you to not, you know, be in full, you know, where you're not happy with the way things are going right now. And it's causing a lot of stress on you. And so well, you need to turn that around and, you know, start focusing more on your health. Then you'll start seeing your wealth, you know, things will start getting better on that. Then your relationship will start coming in a lot stronger.
Okay.
Main thing is not to, not, you know, to depend on others, you know, for your material needs.
And I don't.
And that's where you need to be. You know, and the main thing is staying in that goal, focusing, you know, on your health and doing all the things that you need to do, you know, in order to achieve those goals. And is there anything else, Adrian?
I think that pretty much wraps it up. I think, you know, pretty much what you're saying, I agree with. I think even if she starts working with breaking some more barriers, you know, like
right.
If she has to work with more soul collages, to break them,
yeah.
That would be another way of getting out of
mm-hmm.
the trap of panic, you know.
Right.
And break more barriers and work on them and work on her strengths and stuff like that.
Yeah. And what are your feelings about these messages, Shannon?
What are my feelings on what?
From what we're telling you.
Well, I definitely need more time to meditate. It just,
yeah.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Because we're supposed to solidify him being out here, and it just, you know, it didn't work that way, and it's ridiculous because it's almost less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. You know, and I've always told...
Yesterday he was actually talking about getting married, and today he's not talking.
Not talking, huh? Well, the main thing is action is more, a lot better than words. And if he's not acting on what he's saying, then that says something there.
I mean, he's not committed.
He's not committed. So what's going on is you have to look at it in this way. If plan A don't work, then you have to go to plan B. And what is your plan B?
Plan B?
Yeah.
To move out west.
So that would be, you know, something to start focusing on, you know. Because it's not all about you. It's about, you know, your family, you know, your kids, you know, that, that, you know, should be your number one main concern, is their happiness and what you could do for them.
And I have done that.
Yeah. So that would be something, that, you know, where the universe will, you know, once you start following through on these, and you'll start finding things moving at a lot more rapid rate. Right now, you're just sort of stuck, like in a limbo. So you have to start making some decisions and start moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are the messages that I'm receiving, you know, and... is there anything else, Adrian?
I think, like I say, I think her best bet is to get the Focalodge book.
Mm-hmm.
And start working with the barriers.
Yeah. So there's something subconsciously that, you know, that some messages that need to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the barriers, yeah. Would be something from this, or would this be something from the past in other relationships that you've had?
Could be something from past life.
Yeah. So what are you, you know, repeating? You know, and that's...
I don't know, but I know that I'm supposed to be with him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right now... it's, you know, the cards are showing that that's not going to happen right away. These cards need to be turned around, and things need to be moving on a lot more, that, you know, right now it's just not showing that.
Not the right timing.
Not, yeah. A lot of it is divine timing. Timing is not right.
Oh, I understand that. It's always the timing, but...
yeah.
you know, we've been waiting since October to see each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, the main thing is, you know, he has to feel the same way you do, and if that was the case, then he would be with you right now.
So, he is not feeling the same way?
Well, whatever is holding him back is something that... Yeah, there could be confusion. It could be not wanting to commit. Something's, you know, preventing him. Maybe it's where you're living. Maybe the energy there is holding you back.
Yes.
And what do you feel about where you're living?
I hate it.
See,
and I don't want to be here.
That says something right there. So what I'm getting more than any is you need a new environment, a new beginning. So that would be the, you know, best, you know, message for you. Is there anything else, Agent?
I think also maybe in the meantime, maybe you should start talking to new people and bring in new energies.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you were just friends with some new people, that would help to bring in new energies as well. Instead of repeating the past. You know? There could be a reason for that too.
Yeah.
Maybe the universe don't want you to repeat the past. Maybe they want you to meet somebody new, you know? That's also another possibility.
Yeah. Well, the main thing is opening up to new ideas, you know, new places, new ventures, you know. So the main thing is, what do you want more than anything?
Really?
Yeah.
Is to be
we know that you want him to be with you, but he has to make that commitment to be with you. I always, you know, told my sons, if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. If it's not, it won't. So, you know, you pretty much have to let the universe, you know, do whatever it can to help you. But we're getting close to the end of our show, Shannon, so we're going to go ahead and see if we could... move on to the next caller before it ends, and we want to thank all our callers and listeners out there for joining us, and please call back and join us again. So we're going to go ahead with the next caller from the 111 area. Hello, you're on there.
Hi, guys. Hi, Adrian.
Hi. Hello. And what's your name, please?
Yvette.
Yvette, and where are you from?
California.
And you have a question for us.
Yeah, a love question.
And
now, this is the Abed that used to call me.
Yeah, I left you a message.
Oh. I haven't heard from you for a long time.
I left you a message a couple of days ago, buddy. I figure you're busy.
Wow.
Adrian's working right now.
Oh, that's good then. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Working at the Utah National Guard.
Adrian,
huh?
I can't hear you that good.
I said I work at the Utah National Guard.
Okay.
Yeah, with the military.
Wow. So you're packing a rifle?
What's that?
You're packing a rifle?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No, I'm just a janitor.
Okay. You're moving up.
Yeah.
You
have
other hobbies.
I have to clean up other people's problems anyways, so I might as well be a janitor.
Well, you know, you're humbling yourself.
And do you have a question for us tonight, Tim?
Yeah, I have a love question, Adrian, about this, you know, this guy in my life. I wanted to know a couple of things. I wanted to know where he was at.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like a month ago, so we had some encounters, and it felt like he was a bit standoffish. And then I'm going to see him in a couple of weeks. So through a social thing. And again, we haven't really spoken about any of this. And I wanted to know what you felt was when or if this was going to, like, have a breakthrough. And then I feel like there's a woman, and I don't know if I think she's trying to pursue him, which is, I don't really care. I think she is, and I think, like, they're talking, but I don't know if anything's really happening. Again, I'm curious. I don't care because it's his life, because he's not with me, but I'm just kind of curious.
Well, I've always told my dad we don't know how we affect other people's energies. And it's very interesting. We came up with this new technology called soul collages.
Okay.
And I don't know if I ever mentioned that to you.
You told me about a machine that your friend had invented that you were going to... Is that the machine?
No, it's actually a technology that I learned from an old friend of mine.
Okay.
And how I learned it was from this lady. Her name was Barbara, and she knew how to communicate mental telepathy with pictures with her mind.
Okay.
Out of magazines.
Oh, wow.
And she can speak to them. And I actually found out that was part of the Sacred Contract book. And basically what you do is you take a picture and you rip out the pictures of the barriers that are blocking you, like I was telling Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that's basically what's been blocking us from evolving, you know, with our twin flames and our soulmate.
Yes.
Is our barriers.
Yes, you're right, because I feel that.
So whatever it is between you and, you know, your twin flame, there's a barrier that still needs to be broken.
Right. There is.
So have you ever thought about cord cutting?
I can. Who and what should I cut?
Well, think about somebody who is affecting you.
Okay.
And then, you know, it could be your mother, could be your father, could be immediate family, or it could even be somebody that has, you got to think about, that has affected you in your heart chakra.
Okay.
Which hasn't allowed you to love yet.
Okay,
or to receive
you're right.
Love.
Okay, you're right. It's,
so, is there anybody you can think of that has affected you?
It's funny because I'm working
and
on
I know
thing,
with
right?
Shannon that her mother has affected her, and she hasn't come to the realization of it yet.
I think it's funny because I'm working through a lot of stuff right now, and a lot of different things, which is, I'm glad we're having this conversation. wow. So, yeah, I'm going to take note of this, but, yeah, there's a lot of things that come to my mind that I've been working on.
Okay.
And, which is, so, is he blocked anyway? Or is it that I'm blocked and that he can't get through? I know he has issues,
right,
too, but.
And there usually is a blockage that has to do with love. Like, one, mine is my biggest fear of being alone.
Okay.
Mine is my biggest fear of insecurity. Mine is people that have hurt me, and I haven't let go of the past yet, and I admit to that.
Okay.
And that is a blockage of a barrier that we put up. And it's so easy to put up those barriers because
uh-huh.
of how people have affected us.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we it's almost like we transform almost every day. We always make good choices and bad choices, but we're always transforming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I had a friend that was into drugs, and then a few weeks ago he said to me, Adrian, I got a job, and I'm getting my life back in order.
Awesome, yeah.
And this is right after he met me.
Right.
So, was it the barrier that was broken, or was it, like Roy says, was it the determination?
Mm-hmm.
Was it his desire to find a job? Was it his desire to make changes?
Right.
Because everyone can make changes. Isn't that right, Roy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people can change all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to come to that, final decision.
Mm-hmm.
If they're willing to change.
Right. And I get that.
Instead of living in the same drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
competing,
you know.
Yvette, I'm getting a message. Would you consider yourself a risk taker?
Oh, my God. Yes and no. Depends. Why?
Because it's saying... That's not something that you should be doing right now.
Oh, okay. Because people have been trying to tell me maybe I should take a risk. Okay, so I shouldn't take a risk. I shouldn't, like...
No.
I should open myself up right now.
No.
Okay, is it because of what? Is it because he's not ready? Is it because I'm not ready? Is it because it's not the right time?
Well, I'm kind of getting it has to do with healing.
Yeah.
Feelings? Okay.
Some healing work, yeah, that needs to be done.
Oh, healing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're very right. Okay. So
my
more healing has.
My guys told me that.
Okay, so more healing has to happen.
Yeah.
Before the other pieces come together. That makes sense.
Has he had bad relationships before?
Assuming he had. I don't know the details, obviously, but I'm sure he's had a few interesting relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a busy person, so I don't know what kind of quality he's had with these people because of he's busy and that, certain women want, you to spend time with them. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if he's just getting, what's quality or quantity, depending on the woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's really, I'm sure he has had a few relationships that probably went awry, I'm sure.
So what I'm getting is that you need to, both of you need to go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And not make any waves, with each
okay.
other.
Okay.
And then, see where you're at,
Okay.
Just have fun.
But, okay, so does this mean, when I see him, should I even, hint about hanging out with him? Or should I not do that?
Well, the main thing is you want to, build a friendship.
Right.
And get to know each other a lot better.
Right.
Yeah.
So anything else, Adrian, you're getting on him?
Well, I'm getting that he's still in the process of making the court stronger.
Making the what?
The link stronger between you two.
Okay. Okay.
And I think he's still soul searching. He's still trying to figure out what a twin flame is.
Okay.
Like his soul's still growing.
Okay. Because what
does
is this?
Sense?
Okay. Go on. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, it's really a crazy knowingness. It's like you know something between two people, but then it hasn't hit you on the physical level yet.
Mm-hmm.
So is he in that same spot where he kind of knows something, but then he's like he has a hunch, but he's still not sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I'm going to see him next week. Do you get a feeling about that, about my meeting with him?
Yeah, I do feel like you will be meeting with him very soon to get information.
Okay.
So,
and I want to ask, go on.
So I would just hang in there.
Yeah, just be cool. Yeah, yeah. And there's a woman that she's, I think she's chasing him. And I'm saying it like a joke almost. She's chasing him. I wonder, is he into that? Or is he just like, I'm not going along with it, but like, because he's flattered, but he's just like, do you know what I mean? I'm not sure. Cause I'm not like that.
I don't feel like he is, no.
He's what?
I feel like the whole thing of it is this is, you know, I'm just going to be truth with you. I think that most of the majority of men are always in denial of their feelings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they're in denial is because they don't like the feminine side of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So since we are going into the feminine and masculine energies,
mm-hmm.
those energies are starting to...
Hello? Hello? Oh, man. Hello? Hello?